Hey, LaRosa. Hey, Rob. How you guys doing?
Good and yourself.
Yeah, doing pretty good.
Hi guys.
Hey.
I'm
All
good,
right.
you guys?
Hanging in there. It's Friday, thankfully.
Do you have an Easter holiday in America?
Yeah,
Yeah, is
absolutely.
it happening now or?
This Sunday.
Because we have like what we call a long bank holiday weekend. So today's Good Friday. And we got Easter Monday as well, so we've got like a long break. Well, say long break, but I'm working.
I was gonna say, yeah, if I worked at like a corporate job, I'm sure I'd have some day off before or after it. But no, I work all weekend. I work every single day. I don't
That's
even
why
give
you know all
myself, I
the
don't even give myself benefits, Rob.
answers.
All right, cool. Let's get started. Rob, you had some questions about Circle. You didn't po You posted that you had them. Why don't you walk us through what questions you have and then we can jump in.
Yeah, sure. I saw that you joined, so I don't know if you had a chance to have a look in there, but yeah, first question was when it comes to, and bear with me with sort of labeling here, I'm going to probably get some of these things wrong, but whether it's yeah, when it comes to the courses, can you add like an introduction or some instructions or something at the top of the course? I couldn't see how to like add a text box, as it were, ahead of a course, at the top of a course
Yeah,
interface. I don't know how.
let's take a look. I have your community up on one, and I have my community up on the other, just in case I
Okay.
needed to look at it. Let's jump in and go to mine really quick. That's not mine. Where's mine? Is this mine? Yes. So we'll go into like a demo course that I have just chilling on mine thing here. Okay. So what you can do is when you go to the A couple places you can make some edits. So the first one would be under where'd it go? The lock screen. So for anyone that doesn't have the course yet, you can edit the lock screen and you can add everything in here. It's actually pretty decent with what you can add for like customizations.
Can I just, well, sorry, while you're on that actually, Doug, because I went into my lock screen earlier today and I couldn't do anything on this interface, and I didn't know if that was something I was experiencing or how do
So
are
on the
you?
left-hand side. So
Ah, right.
over here on the left-hand side, you'll see the banner and I can turn it on or off and I can
Oh,
click the
okay.
pencil on it and then I can go to the design tab and that's where I can make all the tweaks to it there.
I didn't even see that thing on the left. I was clicking on all this stuff here thinking, oh, have I found another bug?
And then the description, again, it's just the same thing. You can type in the description and then the call to action. You can fully
Right.
edit that. If you don't, I have found that on mine, it might just be because I have a legacy account. There used to be a different lock screen that didn't have much to it. For some reason, mine auto defaults to that. I saw in your community, though, one of yours did have this
Yes,
screen,
yeah.
so you'll need to customize that.
Okay.
So that's if they didn't buy. If they did buy, though, one of the things that I have found, just kind of like what you're saying, is there is no like in Thrive Apprentice, there's the course overview page where, if actually I'll go to view course. So there's no, th this would be the course overview page, and there would be lessons in it, similar to if I go here, this is what you see. There's
Yeah.
no, on this particular screen, there's no way to add any kind of intro here. So
Yeah, it's
what I've
odd.
seen others do, and what I think that I would do if I moved courses in here, is that I would create like just a
An intro.
lesson
Yeah.
and call
Yeah,
it an
okay.
intro. So unfortunately, one of the things I've already sent in this feedback to them that I'd love to have either something up at the top of this section, like welcome Doug, and then like have the course title here.
Yeah.
And then have like a little WYSIWYG editor just below it. But I haven't seen that yet. And
Okay.
I think it stems from this. I think the fact that courses are spaces.
Yeah.
So they're kind of pulling from the idea of a space, right? Like it's no different than this space. The title's in the upper left-hand corner and everything's in the middle here. It's the same deal with an actual course. It functions so similarly. So
Yeah.
that's my
Okay.
assumption.
Okay, that's fine. Oh, I had a question. I was hoping Michelle would be on here actually about her space because I've watched her walkthrough video a few times. It's been really useful. So I'll post that in the community
You could
about
ask it, I might know the answer.
that.
It's up to
Oh
you.
no, it's unless you're inside her, one of her
Oh.
communities. It's what she's actually but because she so basically she had she instead of using the core structure, she used the stages. Do you remember she said she put her lessons into stages, you know? And so I think it was what I wanted to find out was what she was actually putting behind those. Was she using I'm going to get the language wrong. Was she using a post structure, but using the card thing? That's what it looked like on screen.
So hers were actually all courses, but she called each course stage one, stage two, stage three. So they were courses. And
So how did she get those out, like those boxes then on the landing
so like if you
page?
go to courses right here, it looks like this. And it's achievable for like let me swap my screen share real quick. And then if I share my screen on yours, for example, this is what your home screen looks like. And then if I go to
I
your
see, I've never
FAQ,
seen this view. Is this because I'm like the admin? I've never seen that view.
click on home, like in the upper left of yours.
Yeah, that doesn't look like that when I do that. Why is that? Let
It
me
might be
just try
because I don't
that
belong to any of these
again.
spaces.
Maybe.
And mine's different on my community because I use the home feed to make it look more like just a feed of all
Yeah,
the
see
spaces.
that's what I'm seeing when I strange.
It might just be because I haven't joined these spaces and so there's nothing for me to see. But if you go to like the FAQ and travel advice, you have done it where there are cards here. So
Yeah,
you've chosen the card view.
I
I'll show you that in my community in a second. So this is the card view and it looks really nice. Like if you build custom cover images, but here's the trick, right? This FAQ videos section is just a space, a chat space, a post space. And you're just the only one who's posted in them, right? Like if I click into each one, this is just a post that you've made.
Yeah.
So what you don't want to do, so what I'm assuming you're doing is making it so that you are the only one who's able to post in this particular space, because then people can see, oh, FAQ and travel advice. Here's all of Rob's particular FAQs and travel advice. If you let other people post in here, this will get messed up and
Yeah, my intention was for me to put the content in, but when they click on any of these individual videos, they're allowed to like
the
and
comment.
comment on them because that just seems natural to me.
So here's an interesting thing. I'm actually going to, I really like your setup of this, and I'm glad that you did it because I'm actually thinking of doing something identical to this with a lot of my I have so many Loom videos of like common questions people ask, and I have a lot of like really popular tutorials that aren't, not courses. I'm thinking of doing this exact same thing because I think this is super, super helpful for a user to come in and just browse all the top tutorials. And
Yeah,
in a
that's the
way,
intention. I just put in at the moment what were the best fit videos kind of thing.
and
But
so,
I gave them this all, sorry, I gave them all these, I redesigned all these header things so there was like a consistent thing. So it actually felt like a proper coherence, properly, what's the word? Curated space,
it
selected.
exactly. I think it, and that's what I liked what you did so much that I'm probably going to do a similar look, because it looks cohesive and you come in here and it's very easy for your eye to see the title of each one. And so kudos here. It looks really nice. You could do, and the reason I'm kind of going this direction here for you is that you were asking what Michelle did. You could do something just like this. The downside being, not the downside, but the functionality of it is that when I click in, you could just have, let's say you had multiple videos, you could do multiple videos in your post. So it'd be like video,
Yeah,
video,
right.
video.
Oh, that's a
Or
good point.
you
Because I've got,
could,
yeah, sorry.
no, I'm saying you could post comments and have your first comments be videos as well, because these comments function just like the initial post does. So your first as long as you have your comments set up where the oldest comment is at the top, your comments could be added in. If I do mine, when I do mine, I'm just going to put all of mine in the post itself. So if I had three videos in this particular question, it would be video, 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 and then the comments would just be open.
That's great that you said that, actually, Doug, because I do have another, and I was invited to go on a guy's YouTube channel, and he did an interview, and I think he split it into three and released them a few weeks apart. And I've got a blog post built around that, but I couldn't work out how to stick them in. I didn't want to put them as individual, and I wanted to do exactly that. So I didn't even think of doing that, that I could just create the thing and then put three videos in the one space.
And let's see if I can move this over. Can you still see that if I moved it?
Yep.
Okay, move it a little bit more. One of the things that you could do is you could go in here and you could post a video, but then you could post content below it. You could put bullet points, you could put resources, and then you could do lesson two or part two in the same thing. Just put a nice heading and then put the video and then the little bits about it. And then I think that would be a very, in my opinion, totally acceptable user experience for that.
Gotcha.
Real quick, I see that Kieran asked a question, are FAQs better in video form? I think so, personally. If it's like a in my field and probably in Rob's field, I think the videos are more engaging and you can kind of relay more. But there's plenty of text FAQs that you could someone could
Yeah,
ask.
I mean it's a good question. I mean what I'm going to be doing, Kieran, is I mean Doug's got more detailed stuff, but there's a couple of channels I follow, and we've got one only at the moment. I've got just one example where I've actually answered a specific question about a car hire, and it literally runs for like 1 minute and 17 seconds. So the idea is they are going to be. At the moment, I've just put in some kind of placeholder things just so there's some content in there. There's only one that's kind of as intended. And for those, I think, yeah, it is just better to watch a video because there's just me literally answering someone's question, which was on one of my travel planning calls, like a private client had booked. That's the one, like, yeah. So it's just that. I mean, and all of these at the moment are just coming from my YouTube feed because I didn't want to use up any bandwidth on the storage. So I think that looks fine to me.
I think it's a super good idea. One of the things that I was thinking about doing was I was wondering if it would be too much, but I was thinking of every time I post a video on YouTube that I feel like is a proper tutorial, I want to have a section in here for my YouTube videos and my
Yeah, I think
tutorials.
that's a great idea.
And that way, like what I'm trying to do with it is make it so that when you come into the community, you've got everything at your fingertips. You can watch every video, you can I don't know if I'll do every blog post, but since mine is private and I'm not indexing this in Google, I'm thinking maybe if I do written tutorials, I'll just drop them all in here too. Why not?
Yeah, I think it's good to make it because the thing that I have. Now that I've got on the back end of it, Doug, the thing that I do find really odd with your setup at the moment is the fact that I've got to go over to your site to look at the replays. That to me just feels really counterintuitive now. I mean, but what I did notice was, and I think it might be in one of my questions actually, but where are we? Da, 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 da. It was about because I can see that you can host Zoom meetings as post events in the space, but you can also put the replays in there. And I wasn't sure if the replays, when you upload those, would they count towards your storage space or whether they're, would they? I guess
They
they
do.
would.
Well, so you can put the replay in, but the replay I think is only for if you chose to host it the video through the community, not through Zoom. So let's take a look real quick at mine.
Yeah, sorry. What I meant was, because in my, I've set up some video, I've set up some fake, really, but events, all intended to be live streams within the space. But then I thought, hang on, if I wanted to do them as Zoom, I could do it all on Zoom. And the other thing about using Zoom, which I like the idea of, because it's quite a key decision for me, is to get the transcripts from the AI, so that I can repurpose that content at the top of the funnel publicly. And so I thought, well, if I do it outside using Zoom, then I put that in. So it's kind of like the replays are going in there, but I'm manually adding, but I'm doing one a month or something. It's not a big deal. But I couldn't see, I presume that they did count towards the
They do, but
space.
what I'm gonna start doing, and actually I think I posted this, Bunny is now a provider.
Maybe
So
that's the better.
Bunny is a provider. Just take your video and drop your video. How do I go to
All right, put my Zoom video in Bunny.
So put your Zoom video in Bunny like I do that already.
Yeah.
And then instead of putting it into a special replay section, just either edit your initial post or just post a comment and be like, boom. I think, can
Yeah.
you pin comments? No, you can't pin comments. So that's all I'm gonna
Oh,
do for now.
can or you can you not pin comments as admin then?
You can't pin comments, at least in events. I don't think you can pin comments anywhere.
Oh.
But you can pin posts. So like,
Right.
no, I can't
Okay,
pin
yeah.
comments. You can bookmark comments, and then you can come up to your bookmarks in the top right and look at your bookmarks, which I think is handy for users. No, there's no way to pin comments. That's too bad. I'm just gonna post mine. I'm just gonna post it right into a comment and be like, boom, here's the replay. There was a
Yeah.
bug though with let me stop sharing real quick so I don't give away any client info in my Bunny account because it's so cheap. I've just been whenever my and LaRosa might relate to this. Whenever my clients have videos and I'm like, oh, you need to get video hosting, and they're like, I don't want to pay for video hosting. I'm like, fine, I'll just put it on my Bunny account and pay 10 cents for your stupid video. It's just easier. Let's see. I'm gonna do a test. This was buggy. I don't know if you played with it or anyone else here played with it, but it was buggy when I was embedding it. Bear with me just a minute. Here is the URL. Drag play. So if I come into circle and I'll just do it in this one. And I wanted to reply and I wanted to add a video. Nope. Yeah, embed. And I paste in my bunny video link. It works now, but you can see it zooms in weirdly. Like it's
Oh.
broken. Like if I post this now.
Oh, you're not sharing your screen.
Oh, thank you. Like, here, I'll start that over.
Ah, weird.
I'll edit the comment. But then when you play it, it's got this really weird zoomed in effect, and I was really disappointed. So I think I'm going to reach out to them. But here's what it is. You go to add a video
Yeah.
and you paste in your bunny link. You click embed media and it just zooms in weirdly and it makes it
Very
really tall and
strange.
vertical. And that way it looks like this.
Wow.
But then when I hit play, it works. So
Very
I
weird.
don't know who needs to take a look at this, either Embedly or Bunny, but I'll reach out to Bunny and be like, hey, I saw you added it, but haven't, and maybe it's Circle. Maybe Circle has to change
Yeah,
how it
I was just
works.
wondering if it was a circle interface.
I don't know. So there's that. So to your question, Rob, yeah, I think that for me in the future, all of my replays, once this properly supports replay bunny stream embeds, they're all coming back in here. So to your
Okay.
question about using this for your replays, put them on Bunny, pay nothing for them, and just embed them in the community. I would do the same thing.
Yeah, okay, cool. Yeah, one thing that I thought was that did kind of surprise me, caught me a bit unawares, was when I was, because obviously I'm in the early stages of building this and playing around and well, I don't like that, and I'll keep changing the images and all this kind of stuff. And one thing that occurred to me was if I keep replacing the images, for example, on the post headers, because like, for example, when I was getting those video cards right, I was playing around with the designs and I thought, oh, okay, I just need to upload the video, upload the new image. And I thought, where I couldn't see whether they're not going into a library anywhere. It just, I'm thinking, is it overwriting it? So what I wasn't sure is if I keep uploading images, are all those uploads being stored and are they counted towards the file storage?
Nope, my understanding is once you come in here, like if I wanted to update this cover and click update cover,
Yeah.
it's going to replace it. It's just going to straight
Replace
up
it.
replace
Yeah.
it. And
Okay, that's good.
it's not counting against you. I did also reach out to support. And I asked them straight up, like, what happens as I approach my limit here? And because there's nowhere you can see your limit, you have to reach out to support right now, which I'm assuming is going to change. It just has to. But what it also implies? It also implies it's not really a hard and fast rule. Because if they're not showing you like you've used 70 gigs or 80 gigs, then they're not tracking it all too
They're not,
carefully.
yeah, not too bothered.
But they did say that as it fills up, you can reach out to them and they'll tell you like, here are the posts that have the biggest files, and
Oh,
that
okay.
then you can selectively go in and clean anything up. And
Right.
One thing you might want to do is just be mindful if people are posting videos. Other users can upload videos directly into your community. Like
Yeah, I was
any
wondering.
user can go slash video and upload. So I think there's a setting to disable that. I'm not positive,
That's a
but
very good point. Yeah.
in the past, people have uploaded videos to my community, and I don't know if it ends up being an issue. It's just one of those problems that's it's easy to think about it and obsess about it and turn it into a problem in
Yeah.
your head, but it's, I mean, 100 gigabytes. Like, I looked at all my videos on all of my things, and they're not even close to that, so.
Okay. That's good to know. Yeah, that did cross my mind actually. Another one, Doug, and I think this is probably just the limitation of the interface as it currently stands. I'm using the word currently, hopefully, was as you're floating around there, for example, and you've got the left-hand bar navigation and you've got the post in the middle, that space, that surrounding space, I couldn't see that you can set that color anywhere on the customize tab. It just doesn't seem to be an option, and that really surprised me, which I thought.
Per thing or for the community as a whole.
Well, any option would be good. I mean, ideally, individually, but even for the whole space, I couldn't see that you could customize that, and that seemed like a really basic oversight. If it isn't there, I'm just going to reach out and say that you really need to allow people, because it got all that customization, but not the background. That just seems, because that's ripe for real. If you want to do all those customization options for branding consistency and not let people change the background color, I mean, for me, actually, it's not too dissimilar
I was going to
to
say,
one of
yours
my
is pretty
to what.
close.
Yeah, I've got a light gray, which is pretty close to it, because I actually sample picked it, and I've actually got other headers for my discussions that blend. Do you remember I got really excited when I was looking at Michelle's thing? I've done headers that blend into that background, and it looks fantastic because it really looks like a bespoke space that's been built to order, rather than what it is, which is a cookie cutter out of the box thing.
So let me share my screen real quick. I have to remember where to find the color customization, but if I share my screen again, there's a section under settings called code snippets.
Ah,
And it
right.
says here you can add custom CSS.
Right.
So
Yeah.
I think that this is their BG secondary.
Ah, right.
And maybe I don't know if it's real time. But if I go into the inspector and I find it here it is. I turn this like, let's turn it black just to. So
Ah.
you can do CSS to change this.
Right.
And
Okay.
that's what you'll want to do. I don't know. I'm not super familiar with CSS to know what it means when there's like a slash exclamation.
Maybe somebody watching this video can comment.
But here, let's try this. We'll put it just like they have it. I'll save the changes and then I'll refresh. Oh, I wonder if I have to put CSS tags in it. I do. I guarantee I do. Slash style. Because it has no idea this is CSS. Yeah, there it is.
Right.
So let's put style tags and then just follow their exact class, even this weird slash exclamation. And that's how you can change it.
Oh, okay,
So I'll
that's
put
good to
that
know.
into
I've
chat. I'll put that
always,
in chat for you.
I mean, I it's donkey's years since I don't know if you have that phrase in the States, but
No, we
donkey's
don't.
years means a long donkeys live a long time, so it means like a long time ago. That's one for you guys that you can use that. Donkey's years ago. I used to dabble around with, like, I used to do HTML direct, but and that's, I remember when CSS came in, and that just confused the hell out of me. So I never really touched CSS. So putting in things, but I'm always wary, like okay, Kieran, good to see you. Yeah, so when I'm in WordPress, I never do anything custom, because I know in WordPress that's just like a invitation to trouble, basically. So, but you think in here that would be pretty robust in terms of if they do upgrades and things.
And they in the past they've said make sure you like we're doing some big changes, make sure you update your CSS if needed. Like they'll let you know.
Right.
But I do custom CSS on my WordPress website. I have so
Yeah,
much
I've
custom
seen.
CSS.
Yeah, I noticed you kind of
I have
dabbling
so
in that,
much.
but oh,
But
okay.
yeah, this is where you do
Oh,
it. And then
that's
like
perfect. That's great, Doug. Thanks.
if you wanted to add like a convert box into your community, Rob, you would add it right here.
Ah, oh, great. That's
And you'll
good to
have like a
know.
little convert box in the bottom left. So like I've been like, see how they have, when you're logged in as an admin, you can see their chat bubble here to get support. Like your users could see your convert box there. And like if they clicked on it, they could see like
Wow.
a little thing come up with a video of you and like,
So I could use that for my quizzes then.
sure could, yeah.
Oh, brilliant. Wow, I didn't even know that was an
You
option.
could send out to your community and say, I've got a quiz in the community. It's actually, you'll
Yeah.
see it in the bottom right-hand corner, or embed a convert box directly into a post as well. I think
Oh,
using the
that's
code.
terrific. Excellent. So if I wanted to, oh, so when I go into a post, is there like an HTML option as like one of these slash commands?
I
Is that
think there
how
was.
I would embed?
Let's do a new post here. Oh, I have a post I'm working on. Let's see if I go here and then go to HTML. What was it doing? Slash HTML. Maybe not. I'm gonna reply in a comment.
Yeah.
I know there used to be, I think there was like a code thing. Let's just open up this tray and look what we got here. Code, but I think that's a code box. Yeah, that's just the code
Ah,
box.
right.
Embed might be
Ah,
that.
okay.
Nope, that's a video. That's a video. I'm wrong. File audio PDF Givi. They used to let you use like HTML tags, and it used to be you had to be, it was only doable by the admin. So
Ah,
give it a
interesting.
shot. Give it a shot. I don't know. It's a good,
Okay.
I haven't tried that out in like 3 years.
Okay, no
Don't
worries.
know.
So the background color, that's changeable. That's great. I didn't think that was going to be, I thought I was going to have to reach out for on that one. And then, Doug, just some questions regarding just your take on what I've put together so far, and obviously based on some discussions that we've been having primarily in the mastermind ones, was I was getting a bit hung up on the language. Oh, first thing, so yes, while we're on that hot space, and I couldn't see how you know, like the member, I know I can switch the members on and off, but events and courses, are that you can, are these, are those tog, can you toggle those on and off
Yeah, so you can
so
hide
they
this
don't
events
appear?
tab. I've
Right.
hidden mine. You'll
Right.
notice if you go in my community, you don't see it. Courses, though, I think if you have courses, I think this is here no matter what. You could use CSS to hide it. So you would right-click on it, click inspect, find the class for it, which I think is going to be up a little bit more
Ah.
there. So like just find the class for it and then hide it, like display none.
Could I relabel it? Could I rename it so it doesn't say courses? Because at the, you see further down, I'm saying programs, but
Yeah, that's a good question. I think there's some fancy CSS stuff you could do. Let's see if I can change it to programs. No, it doesn't go there. I think there's a way to say like content programs. Was content not a thing? There's like a way to do it. Invalid property,
Okay, now
content.
don't worry too much. I just wondered if it was like a something on the back end that was possible.
It's
Because
not. It's not. It's not native to the platform, but I know there's a CSS style that you can do that will
okay.
change the content of something.
Because for me,
So.
I was undecided. Because in my head, and when I have looked at this in the past, courses in, as in courses for B2C people who are sort of trip planning, they're few and far between. It just doesn't seem to work for me as a kind of concept. I don't think anyone who's doing, like, you know, the average Joe who's doing trip planning thinks, oh, I want to take a course on this. It just sounds like a pain. So I kind of like when we were chatting this through on a previous mastermind, you used the phrase, you know, you said, Rob, if you were doing a program, if there was a program I could join, I thought, oh yeah, that's quite a good phrase. So hence in my menu, I've called it programs when it is actually a course. But of course, as soon as you click into it, it says courses. It's back to the old Thrive apprentice thing that I had. You know, I bugbear about you couldn't change the slugs and stuff like that, which you, I think, I could eventually. But so yeah, I was just sort of, I wasn't sure. I didn't know, but as somebody on the outside, you know, has not been to Japan, but, you know, would consider going there. Do you think, I mean, but you're a techie, so you probably, you know, you're probably quite happy with the word courses. I didn't know
So
what your take on that was.
I think this is one of those things that's a bigger thing in our mind. Like when we think about it, we're like, people are going to take issue with the word course. But I really don't think they do. I think what matters more to them is seeing what you have this course on. So travel planning route map, like I don't care what this is called. If I click into this and I saw the word course somewhere, like course progress, I'm really not going to care because I'm not even looking at these words, right? Like we have this, like as the creators of something, we obsess about it, but as the user, what are we doing? The minute we opened up this screen, I'm not sitting here saying, "Welcome, Doug. Course progress completed." I'm going like this. Scroll. Oh, travel planning questionnaire. Yep, I'm going into that. And then I get what you're saying though. But I personally don't think it's gonna.
Well, in that case, then I think I should be consistent and relabel it back to courses, because otherwise that's going to be confusing for people.
Or if I can find this HTML here. I swear there's like a content.
Yeah, I posted it in chat a link to
I
how to
was
do
just
it.
going to say, I
You
just
have to
spoiled
hide
it.
the original text with CSS and then use like the after CSS
Oh, yeah.
selector
That would
and
be
then use
it.
that to insert text.
That would
Cool.
be it.
Thanks. Thanks, Larosa. I'll have a look at that. Okay.
Yeah, I'll play around with that too. I knew there was a way. I had done it before, like when I was using I was using this booking plugin, Amelia, and they had the strangest terms. And so I was using CSS to hide their terms, and I was using my own CSS content to replace things. It's such a hack job. I usually don't like doing that kind of stuff, but
Fair
cool.
enough.
Thanks for that, LaRosa. I'm
Yeah,
gonna book
no,
like
that's
that.
good. And then again, in terms of the navigation, and I looked at a couple of examples of this, and it was only when I was looking at other people's spaces. So you've got on screen there. Yeah, so I've got start here. And if you click on start here, Doug, so this is really intended. I just worked that through as a kind of this is basically how it works. And then it was only when I was looking at, I looked at Michelle's and I looked at a couple of others on YouTube. And it was only when I come back to yours and I thought, Doug hasn't got anything anywhere to tell you how to do it. And I thought, well, people don't need to because we're techie people. We're going in this community and we kind of get it. So
There's
it's.
three things to that though. Let me walk through these real quick because it might apply to you. So the first one is when someone's new to your community, you can have a pop-up in your Circle community that comes up. It's the onboarding thing that comes up. I describe in there what to do. And then you can choose whether or not you want that to always show or only show one time. I chose mine to only show one time. You could always change that, but the re and then yes, you're correct. The other reason is I don't have a start here or a say hello because I feel like my community carries with it a slightly different feel. Like I'm not here to although I feel we're chummy, I don't feel like we're just going into the community to hang out and share our experiences of traveling to Japan. I feel like we're all here with questions or purpose, or we're here to learn. We're like you nailed, we're techie people. So that was the second one. And then the third one was it uses up one of your spaces. And so I'm like, I only get like 20 of these or something. So I've just the here's an alternative. You could have a start here and then tell them to reply to introduce themselves. You could also you could have there's a oh, what was I trying to say? There's a you can have like a start here or a general section and then just tell people you could make multiple replies to it and say you could go introduce yourself in a general discussion type space, but
Yeah, I was thinking the same. But
I don't
I
know.
again I was thinking about I don't because I wasn't sure if I needed a say hello bit or a general discussion, because I don't think you need both. And then I've got discussion groups, but they're kind of they're very active and purpose driven. So I don't expect people to go into planning my trip and say, hello, I'm Doug. I expect Doug to go in there and say, where's the best place to buy my rail passes? This kind of stuff. So I, you know, that these discussion groups are supposed to be like real utility. And as much as there is a kind of, I do want to have a bit of a sense of, you know, a kind of social aspect to the community. I just was a little bit, I was stumbling and I just couldn't see which was the best way, but I had completely forgotten about the pop-up thing. And I couldn't, but I guess you set that up on the back end somewhere.
Yeah, I'll show it to you.
I couldn't see an example of it anywhere, and I don't recall it. Maybe
I'll
it's
show you
really
mine.
awesome.
I just had another
Okay.
thought though before I show you mine. It's you could have like a get started space with like a lot of instructions on where to go and access things. I think that's actually probably a good thing in yours, given that people might be less tech savvy. But you could do it like you've done here, turn your get started into a thing that has tiles and have this one
Right.
say, have this be a post, but it looks like a space that says
Gotcha.
introduce yourself, and they could click into it and give their intro. This one could be, I don't know what your other things would be under start here, like tell us when you're
Yeah.
going, right? Tell us when you're going to
Yeah.
Japan. Like you could have this one be tell us what stage you're at in your planning. And so people could click in and feel like they're engaging more
Gotcha.
publicly. But that's the other idea that I had. Let me show you my where I get to the pop-up. In here. Okay, sure. This. So if you go under members
Yeah.
and you go to onboarding,
Okay.
you're going to see well, we can go over some of these other ones later, but you're going to see this show an onboarding pop-up after account sign up. And then I have mine say, hey, first name, welcome to the community. Not a member yet, because this pops up for, because bear in mind the way that I have mine set up is people can get access to the community but have not have access to any spaces.
Ah,
Because
okay.
that's how two factor works. So if you two factor, not two factor, single sign on. If you single sign on from your WordPress site to your Circle community and you set it up so that anyone with an account can access it, then people who don't have access to your community but have an account on your website, which may not be an issue for you, can see that you have a community, can go in and depending on the visibility settings of your spaces, could see that you have like a travel planning maps in an FAQ space, but when they click on it, they get the error message. So anyway, that's why I say click here. For new members, have a look around, blah, blah, blah. Tip, if you have questions, start a new thread. So that's what I've done. And then you could also create a call to action button with a URL.
Right.
And then you can also send an onboarding email after someone gets their account. So you could specifically have
Ah, right.
an
That's really
email
smart.
go out that says welcome.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. I hadn't looked at that at all. Or I hadn't really up noticed it, actually, to be honest. I hadn't spent much time in members. Okay, that's good. Yeah.
And I think that's it. That's relevant to this. I don't see the option anymore to show it all the time, so it must just be they see it
Ah,
once.
okay. Okay, yeah, no, that's good. That'll help solve that, I think. I was going to, one of my questions I'd written down was, is the sort of automatic weekly digest useful and how does it work? But then lo and behold, I got my first weekly digest from my circle space. And as minimal as it was, I thought, actually, this does serve a purpose. I thought, it's not a lot to look at, but
So I had mine on for a while, and I think it might have been you. I think you gave me the feedback about, I don't know, I don't think you said you didn't like it, but you had, that's when you started really pushing me to send my own emails out.
right.
I
Okay,
used to run it
interesting.
on, but I turned it off because I don't know if it was you that had mentioned something about it not being
Yeah,
super
I think it
useful.
probably was. Yeah, because I was quite interested in that whole. Because I, even Michelle said it on a masterclass recently when she said, she still wasn't sure if you'd posted a video or something. She said she keeps checking in to see if you posted videos, and it's because you're not sending your bulletins at the moment. But
Yeah, I
yeah.
gotta rethink that whole process. That's gonna be like a,
Yeah,
I don't know,
yeah. No, that's
but
okay because
it's decent.
I'm rethinking. Well, I'm thinking about what I'm doing with my bulletins because my bulletins are kind of a bit of a, I've got them down to a fine art now. They're templated and all the rest of it, but they do take a little bit of crafting. But I'm creating posts on my website out of them, and they rank. So,
I think that's time well spent. But I'm really starting to think, hang on, I need to strike. I can't have, I just, I, there's no way I can produce two bulletins. So, one for members and one for just email subscribers. So I need to, this is a bit of a meta conversation. I need to really think about the whole free subscription, free membership. Are they one and the same things? Is everybody getting some access to the community? I really need to think all that through. But yeah, so I was,
You're asking the
sorry.
questions that I've been asking myself, actually. I've
Right.
been thinking, like, do I want to do a private newsletter just to members to further entice people becoming a member? Like, when you're in Conviology Pro, you're gonna get an email from me every week or every 2 weeks with all the stuff that I've done. Like, I just been, it is a meta conversation, but I've been thinking about it myself, so I totally understand where you're coming from.
Because what I've noticed, because all, virtually all my posts have a lead magnet of some sort, and it's either by default, and this is my default, I just do a PDF version of the post, which is really popular actually. Or I do a, just because I just create these things, but like a mini ebook or a mini guide or something like that that's around the topic or extends the post a bit. But what I do notice is a lot of people come on to get the lead magnets and then don't do a lot else. So, and I've discussed this with you ages ago, Doug, where at the moment, if anyone comes in any of my gateways on my site, any of my login for sign up forms, via a lead magnet or even the subscription page or whatever, they're all going into the bulletin. And I just, I know that's not the right thing to do. I mean, it's as fine as it is because all of those say you're going to go on the list and you're going to get emails from me, but you can unsubscribe anytime. But the thing where it doesn't work, because I have had some sort of pushback on this, is when anyone just buys a product, they're going on that, they're being added to the list. And I think it's just bad practice. It's just, this wasn't, it's nothing, I don't need to feed my list. It builds itself fine. But it's just, I just thought people would automatically be interested. And I've had people email me saying, oh, I don't want to be on your list. I just wanted the book. I thought, oh, okay, fine, sorry.
I
So
think
I do need
this.
to rethink all of this, and I need to just streamline it all, because otherwise you're going to be feeding too many beasts.
Yeah. And plus, the thing with purchases, too, is like I know like some of the GDPR stuff that's changed. Like, even with that, you have to like explicitly have that checkbox that you
Yeah.
want to receive those.
Yeah, I mean, even on my, even when they're buying the products, it does say that you're going to be added to the list. But of course, they're coming on and then they're saying, no, I don't actually want to be on it. So it's like, okay, yeah, fine, yeah. So I just need to take it off for the product purchases, really, or just give them, as you say, LaRosa, just give them like a very clear opt-in or opt-out kind of thing.
I have a thought on this too. Like, it's the same way that I view YouTube. I view YouTube as, so let me rephrase this. When I look at how I use YouTube, it's very different from what the normal pe person would say on how to use YouTube effectively. But I use it in a very specific way that I want to use it, and I use it in a very thoughtful way how I want to use it. So the mere fact that you're even considering not putting every lead magnet or purchase onto your email list is counterintuitive to what everyone who talks about list building would say to do. Everyone would say, gotta build that list, gotta put everyone on your list, gotta get them on, gotta start segmenting them immediately. What lead magnet did they sign up for? Blah, blah, blah. But then, like, when we talk about things like, oh, my list will just grow organically with the people who want to be on it, like, that is so anti viewpoint of how what everybody teaches, they would look at us and think we're fools. The same way they probably look at me, like I don't keep a schedule on YouTube uploads. I don't, you know what I mean? Like, I don't come up with my thumbnail before I record my video. Like, I don't do those things, and I'd be like, heretic, you're a fool. What are you doing on YouTube? It's like, but I'm targeting a very particular user, and I think. So that is why I have such cognitive dissonance over my email list. I want to grow it, but I don't. I want an email list to help generate business, but I don't want to do the email marketing thing that I just feel like I will acknowledge is effective, but I don't want to do that. So I'm like, I don't know. And then when I start waffling like that, I say, I'll get to it next week. And I never do it.
Do you
But yeah.
How do you kind of maintain your list, LaRosa, or do you do for your clients? Have you got a kind of template approach that you tend to take?
Personally, like right now for my business, I have an email list, but I don't use it because I figured, like, I had a lead magnet, I got rid of it because I figured I don't want people coming to my business for getting something free when, like, the bulk of, like, my business is designed to sell stuff, like some kind of
Yes.
service to you. I was like, I don't want you there for the freebie and, like, just taking up space. And so
It's
with that idea,
deadly.
it's like I just got rid of the whole email entirely. It's like I don't even send like emails to my clients unless there's something that I need to like tell them about that's changed. Like that's the only time I email them. For my clients, like I tell them like right now, like still the like typical marketing stuff, like have a lead magnet and let's grow your list that way. Because a lot of them are like doing online coaching, so that's how they're going to build their business. It's by giving away something free and messaging them enough until they're ready to buy something.
It's so weird. Like, in a sense, like, first off, I'm exactly the same way. My business is clearly meant to be making money through direct selling to the people that come to my website. However, I do have more of that similar to Rob's setup. I do a lot of affiliate marketing and I make a lot of my revenue from affiliate sales. So, in a way, it's okay. But at the same time, I'm exactly like you. Like, I took off, I used to have lead magnets, I stopped doing it. I used to actually promote that people who I work with make their own lead magnets and then do it. I even stopped doing that because just like you said, like you start to train people. Oh, on my site's where you come for free stuff. And my site's where you come to, my YouTube channel's where you go for free stuff. Like I'm really trying to, and I'm getting away from that by teaching really high level or really like focused things and then telling people, if you want more, there is more, and you can get it over here. And I feel like as long as you're, I always go back to marketing 101, and it's so ridiculous, but what is marketing? It's giving value in exchange for value. And so I market my business by giving value and expecting value to come back to me. And I tell my clients, some of them just laugh at me, and maybe they're not my client much longer, but they just say like, when I tell them you have to put things of value, if you're in a content business and an internet generating business, and you're not just like a brick and mortar store that can get foot traffic, if you don't put something of value out there and start to create the transact, and if your transaction is always, I'm putting something free out there and then just hoping, good luck. So.
Yeah, like I was on a call, a mastermind call earlier today, and like at one point in the call, I had the idea for like a little workshop or mini course, because one of the things that I do like with one of the business coaches I do work for is I answer all their tech questions, and it's like every week I'm answering the same questions, and 99% of the time I'm just taking their question, pasting it into Google, finding whatever the first or second search result is because that's the answer. And it's like I need to create a workshop this call because like there's the website, like let me Google that for you, and I always want to use it, but it's a little too passive aggressive for that community.
It's snarky, yeah.
It's like let me create a workshop that's like don't call like don't let me Google that for you, and like basically like a subtitle of like how to save time getting your tech answers by like searching Google or whatever, something like that.
Let me help you help
And
yourself.
but instead of giving it away for free, it's like charge people that want to come to the workshop like $50, just like something that's cheap, and then put it together as a course that's a little more involved and sell it for like 150 and like call it a day. And it's like with the hope that one, I'm giving value, and two, that if they sign up for this, it'll save them a lot of time, and then three, I'm not having to answer those same questions all the time.
That's exactly right. So that's like my business 101. Like I'm coming even more and more to this idea. Like I don't know if you caught the change. I mean, probably not. Why would you? On my site, I used to have a template section where they could go and get a template for like $15, $30, something like that. So that was the step between. So I used to give those away for free. I used to say like, oh, you watched my YouTube video and I want your email, so here's a template of what I built in my video so I can get your email. We know why I stopped that. So then the next step was, okay, I'll charge $15 to $30 for that. But then I realized, why am I doing that? I'm attracting the customer who just wants to buy templates. That's not my target customer. My target customer is not a $15 or $30 customer. My target customer is much more. So I got rid of that offer and I just started putting more and more templates on my template page and saying, if you want my templates, it's in the All Access Pass. Go pay $180 a quarter and join. And I think that's working really well because the page looks sharp and it's like attractive. And so I'm going to actually start doing a lot more of that, which is showing the value of being a member to where it's foolish not to join. And I'm kind of concerned now that my prices are too low, but I don't know. I feel like I need
They
to raise the
are.
price. Yeah, I need to raise the price. Here's what's stupid. I was looking at my books. I made more money when I sold access to my membership for $1,000 than I do selling access for a subscription. And I think it's so like I said when I rolled out this new quarterly pricing, I'm doing a test with it. But I think that by the end of I'll probably let it go till summer. If I'm still making less, I'll go back to selling it as just a bigger chunk of a sum. And it'll be interesting because I don't know if it's perceived value or if it's we're in an anti-subscription market, but I have to hope that's not the case because I mean, aren't we all working on subscription models here? Like LaRosa and I make business with our clients on subscription models. We just try to hide it as not a subscription. It's a service, whatever. Rob, you're looking at starting a subscription. So I have to hope that's not the issue. But that's an aside, but just an interesting point. So what I'm getting at is I'm going through my entire website and I'm looking for places where I can say there's more value in the membership. There's more value there. It's kind of been enlightening to me. I've been seeing just how much I've been just not highlighting the membership.
Interesting. Yeah, it's good, 'cause some good pointers for me going forward there as well. Doug, just one other question about Circle. It seemed like I probably do know the answer, but I wanted to double check. Do Circle, I don't know if you know this one, but do Circle live stream recordings count towards your storage? I presume they would.
They do, yeah.
They do. Okay, yeah.
But
I
that
just couldn't find it anywhere, but I think that was deliberate on
it's
their part, you know.
yeah, so I had to actually reach out to support and just 100% confirm that because
Yeah, because I
it's
was
not
I've had a
listed,
look
but
around the sort of knowledge base and it's kind of lots of gaps in it. I guess they're still building, I don't know.
it's also not, and you won't find it written anywhere, but the videos that you upload to your courses count against your space as well.
Yeah, I was wondering about that.
Even though, and here's what's worth noting, that this is actually one of the biggest things keeping me from moving my courses into Circle. They don't use the Embedly tool for their course media. The course media, and I went over this, I think, in my courses, Circle courses video that I released. It uses a very specific set of providers. And I'm like, oh, so like, what do I do? So I'm thinking, well, I'm going to keep my Vimeo account alive, especially now that I'm on Vimeo's legacy plan, where I can upload as many videos as I want as long as it's under 5 gigabytes a week. And now Vimeo's new policy is like ridiculous. But those count against your library as well. So
So if I'm doing what do in those video FAQs where I was embedding a YouTube link, they aren't counting
no,
presumably.
you're
It's
totally
just
fine.
coming streaming direct.
Yeah, you're fine.
Yeah,
So
I noticed the distinction between the posts and the courses. That's a bit, yeah.
I think though Loom is a provider. If I'm gonna go look real quick just to
I only
confirm.
use the free version of Loom though, because I don't pay
Loom is
anything.
so cheap. It's such an amazing.
Yeah, I've started using Tela lately.
It's an interesting one
Tela,
too.
what's up?
It's similar to Loom, but has a little more features when you're editing, like as far as like doing side by sides of like your screen and
Have you got
your
a
camera.
link you can drop in the chat for
Yeah.
me? Thanks, LaRosa. Just
The
I'll open that in another tab. Thanks.
reason I haven't adopted Tela is simply widespread acceptance. Like I just confirmed in the Circle courses, I can just drop a Loom video link and it works. And here's what I found out. You can upload unlimited videos to your Loom account that you've recorded elsewhere. Like you could upload your Zoom recording to Loom at no additional cost You might have to be on a paid account, but at no additional cost, there's no restriction on space. I think the thing they say is it can't be longer than like an 8-hour video, and it can't be more than like 4 gigabytes or terabytes or something, some silly number, which none of my videos ever are. And so, and then I can just drop it in and have it work perfectly. So I'm gonna go record videos the way I normally do and just put them in Loom from now on. And that's how I think I'm gonna get around all, that's how I'm gonna do my office hours, I think, if they don't clean up the BunnyNet integration.
Oh, that's
Yeah.
interesting.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Because like part of what I was thinking for my videos is like I'm re recording in Tele mainly just because it makes it easier for like editing videos and doing like screen shares
Good point.
and using it like solely for that purpose, not for like sharing videos and then uploading them to like either Bunny or Loom for sharing.
That's a good point. I'm looking at this $15 per month. I'm debating if I, because I thought Tele looked really impressive with their recording options, like you said, like they're side by side. Wondering if I can justify to myself recording in Tele and then just putting it in Loom. It's not a bad option. The tools are cool.
Yeah, like especially for the style of videos that you do, like it would work really well, like cut down on some of your editing time.
How's the, I'm gonna do a free account on this. I'm sure there's a free trial. Yeah, 7 days.
Yeah, it's like a 7 to 14 day trial.
I wonder what the recording quality is, because something that I've noticed is that my OBS screen recording quality isn't as crisp as my Loom recording quality. And I don't know why. I can't figure it out.
Yeah, you can record up to 4K, and like I know at least for me, I use their Mac app instead of using the browser just so I can get a little bit better quality, or at least hopefully get better quality.
That's what I do with Loom. I actually use the desktop app for Loom and I get some crisp quality. I'm gonna try that out. That's not bad. I mean, $15 a month, what is that? 100 and I guess I'm so terrible at math. But you know, it's that's
Feels like
not terrible.
$180 for a year that I paid, something like that.
That's not terrible. I mean, if you think about it, hopefully your videos are making you more than $180 a year if you're in the info business like we are.
Yeah, hopefully.
We're in trouble if they're not. Interesting. Okay. I have to do that again. Check that out again. Any other questions, Rob? I will say I think your community is coming along nicely. I think you've been able to fit your brand into it. I think probably more than you thought you would be able to.
I mean, and that background thing that you showed me with the CSS, that's a cool little tweak as well. I can take it a bit further. I just need to really suss out the starting point, but that little thing about the onboarding is a good reminder. I'll go through that. And then I've got three discussion groups at the moment, which are the three main silos on my website. The only thing I was toying with was whether, and you might not be able to answer this because it may not be close enough to it, but in my Facebook group, it is the Facebook group. It's just questions asked about everything. Whereas I thought to make it better user experience in Circle, I'd have a chat group for or a post group for each of the main three silos of planning, which is, you know, the planning, the destinations, and the activities. But then I thought, should I just have like a general chat thing as well? But that could be more of like a bit of a social space or something. I don't
You're asking the same question I've always been going back and forth on for myself.
know.
So like I needed a general space that didn't quite fit a specific tool. And then as the buckets self-identified, like I have a Thrive bucket and a Astra Spectra bucket, and I'm probably going to make a Shurcart bucket. The idea of having a catch-all isn't bad. I find though that I have to sometimes edit people's posts and then change the space it goes into because people will post Thrive stuff in the general and so I'll move it.
That's a good point. At least you've got that option. I forgot about that because, of course, you don't have that in Facebook. It's just all dumped
Right.
into one space.
But I do like the idea of different buckets as much as possible. It's one of the things with my own site that I've been trying to decide if I want to get rid of. Maybe I'll ask you both. Do you like that home screen feed where when you go to the community and you click home, it's just a feed of all the content? Or would you rather not see that and have the content just be siloed?
I do tend to have a little browse through the home feed when I come back in.
I like both. One, because I filter it in a couple of different ways. Like one to see the new post and then one to see like the new activity. So the home feed is great for seeing that. And then when I feel like drilling down to see what's new, then I usually go like into each individual space.
Okay, I think I'll keep it for now because the alternative is really to have it just be kind of like what Rob yours looks like right now, where it's just yet again a presentation of all the spaces that are there in the left sidebar. So I think I'll keep it. I think I'll keep it. I'm just trying to convince myself whether I want to do. I think I like it because I use it. I certainly use it because I sort it by the newest activity. So I always know I'm just going to go through there every couple of hours to make sure I've answered all the newest activity. Okay.
You could post a comment in the community and ask people.
I'm thinking about that. And then the other thought on it about making too many different silos of content, though, is that you're limited on the number of spaces. So, I don't know if you know this, but when you if you try to, there used to not be, there might be now, a clean way of deleting a space and moving all the posts from that space into another space. Just be aware, I don't think that exists. When I consolidated, I used to have a space for like Thrive Apprentice and Thrive Architect. I don't know if you remember that. And what I
Yeah, I
did
do.
was I had to go through for almost 3 years of content and go through each post, edit, move, one by stinking one. And that was like a 3 hour thing. So bear that in mind. Sometimes the create silos, but the less is more. I think unless you
That's a
pay for
good.
their higher plan, I think has a workflows thing
Yeah,
that allows you to
that'll.
use their workflows. So I don't know. If I ever have an issue, I might one day just pay for a month of their higher plan, move everything, and then come back.
That's a good
Downgrade. All
idea.
right.
Yeah,
Anything
good
else from
point.
either of you?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Cool. All
Cool.
right. I've got so much coming. I have like a list of all my content that I'm recording right now. It's pretty massive. Like I'm really pleased with where I'm coming along with my YouTube and content course, and I'm really pleased with like my high level course and then my consulting course. And then I have like two YouTube videos. I had a good week on recording, so
I've
I'm
given
just.
myself a crash course in high level the last 2 weeks as I'm working to export it data for a client into Groundhog. Their account was such a mess.
It's my first lesson in the high level course is about what this course is not, and it is not about agencies. It is about individual businesses using this tool because I can't, I feel like I need a shower every time I go into the high level Facebook group. It's just so gross. If you want to have fun and you're just bored one Friday evening, go in there and say, does anyone ask like, does anyone have a snapshot or anyone know who I should get high level through for snapshots? You'll get like 6,000 direct messages, and it'll just be people begging you to use their affiliate link and just hawking it to you. Like, it's ridiculous. Anyway. All right, guys.
Cool.
Cool. As always, awesome stuff.
Thanks,
Have a great
Sophia. Very
weekend.
useful. Yeah, have a good weekend, guys.
You
Enjoy your
too.
Easter.
All right, take care.